Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A lot of fun last hour, a lot of serious talk this hour. So mid-morning, a number of individuals were seeing what was happening in St. Paul around Maryland Avenue, and it turned into a protest because they were suspecting some sort of immigration enforcement was taking place. To the shock of no one, it turned chaotic, where the protesters are on one side, law enforcement on the other. St. Paul police step in, and our Taylor Rivera quickly left the station. I saw you take off in the CCO vehicle. I'd say I was arriving here about 11. So you arrived there. When you arrived on the scene, what, 11:30-ish or so? What did you first see?
Yeah, Chad. At first, it was a large perimeter around a home near Maryland Avenue where there was a family facing a warrant. I'd say there's at least three dozen St. Paul police officers there, along with even more ICE officers. And then I was there when it dispersed. So they made the arrest. And then that's when the clash with police really got more serious.
Okay. The police at this point, are they playing any role with the arrest, or are they just trying to play a role to make sure the protesters don't go too far in their opinion?
From what I saw, it was just to make sure the perimeter was maintained. People were arrested and tear gassed before this major conflict for passing into the police perimeter at that home.
Okay. Do we know how many people they were pursuing at the home?
From what I heard here on the ground with organizers close to the family, it was at least five people. It was a family inside, and it was on the table that this entire family could have been arrested here today and taken by ICE. But from reports that we have, only one person was taken.
Okay.
I don't have the age or gender or who that was, but one person was taken into custody by ICE.
It has become a part of the conversation, as you well know, ICE with mask or ICE without mask. From what you saw, did they have the mask on as this was taking place?
They did have the mask on, and particularly during the point when protesters were driving ICE out as they were leaving, and, you know, I was in the crowd with media and protesters, and masked icemen threw this tear gas and rubber bullets in our direction, and that's when things really escalated.
Okay, so let's get to that point, too, because it sounds like they have the arrest. The protesters are still there. Is it your sense at this point that most of the protesters were pulling back, or were they still? So they were not pulling back at this point. Okay.
No, it was very hostile there at the end. Protesters were very angry that ICE was in the neighborhood, and that's when that clash really escalated. And the rubber bullets came first, and then the tear gas. And I was a little bit too close.
Yeah. Okay. Did people go down from the rubber bullets? Did people go down from the tear gas? And then how were you affected by the tear gas, because you were in this group and were affected?
Yes. So what happened was definitely...
Uh-oh.
No, we just lost her. Yeah, you try to get her back.
Yeah, you get her back. Okay. We're talking about what's taking place, starting 11-ish or so, St. Paul, Maryland Avenue, And we have Taylor right back here. Okay, so let's just pick up right where you're telling me about how you and others were responding to the rubber bullets and the tear gas. So take it away from there.
Yeah, so no one, to my knowledge, was actually hit by the rubber bullets, at least from my view. But the tear gas is what made the bigger impact. I wasn't as close as some people, but their eyes, their nose, I saw people crying and having milk thrown in their eyes and their mouth. I needed water after. I was coughing for a little while. I'm feeling better now, but I know that there's people still out here with red eyes and, you know, trouble breathing. So it was pretty serious.
Okay. As you've laid out, the protest had not slowed down. Were the ICE agents giving sufficient warning that if you don't dissipate, we will use the rubber bullets or we will use the tear gas? How was the lead up to the decision to make that they made involving the bullets and the tear gas?
Yeah, it seemed pretty quick. There was some sirens and some loud noises, but there wasn't any verbal commands to get back or anything like that. It was, you know, people got in the space of the front of some of the vehicles, and they were actually backing up against the protesters. So they had to back up backwards in their vehicles, and, you know, maybe they felt cornered, I don't know. But that's when the decision was made to disperse the tear gas and the rubber bullet.
The mayor, Melvin Carter, was there. What role was the mayor playing?
The mayor's actually still here. I can see him talking with reporters in the corner here. He really is sticking to one message, that body cam footage will be released and that he can't speak to a situation he wasn't here for. I asked him directly why the tear gas and the rubber bullets were dispersed, and that's the answer he gave me and other reporters repeatedly.
And you are feeling 100% now or not quite all the way back?
I'm feeling about 80% back to normal. It's just more that you can kind of feel the sting in your throat
Sure.
a little bit.
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're on the scene. I know you will continue to report. We appreciate you on air, and we'll listen to the updates all throughout the day.
Thanks, Chad.
Taylor Rivera, right from the scene in St. Paul. As I said, this is an all-serious hour. From Colonel Hunt to Taylor, now to Tom Hauser, who was a little bit in the news himself yesterday on what's taking place with fraud, questions for Congresswoman Omar, and also what Governor Walz had to say today. Our guy Hauser is next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.